right, the Committee on Appropriations will now come to order. Good afternoon and welcome to the hearing on appropriations in response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and employees. We are going to limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to our normal practices in order to ensure the public continues to have access to the legislative process. We're holding our committee hearing here in the Capitol, and there are no committee members participating remotely today. To allow the public access, we've admitted members of the public to two hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and we will be using a teleconference service for those wishing to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participate toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website. It will be displayed on the screen, and I'll announce it now. Today's participant number is 877-692-8953, and the access code is 705-6909. Let me say that again. The phone number is 877-692-8953, and the access code is 705-6909. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate or committee website. When we move to public comment, you'll be prompted by a moderator to dial 1 and then 0 for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for the operator to assign you a line number. There may be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in a queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you'll be unmuted and you'll be ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you very clearly and to avoid any feedback, you must mute the device you're watching the hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. It's important that we hear from you, and we want to thank you for your patience and encourage you to mute the device that you're listening when you talk. Obviously, I'll maintain decorum during the hearing as it's customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connection muted. It's also a good time to remind everyone providing testimony that this is a fiscal committee, so please limit your testimony to the fiscal aspects of the bill you're testifying on, and please refrain from repeating prior testimony or relitigating the policy merits of your bill. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and to conduct our hearings in as close to the same manner as is customary, there may be some lag times for participants who are adjusting to the new use of online tools or technologies. Please be respectful and patient so all interested parties can be heard. Today, we will only be hearing one urgency bill, AB 331, by Assemblymember Joan Sawyer. That needs to pass off the floor before our recess. We've heard from the Department of Finance, and they do not have a file on the bill and will be not participating today. Before we hear presentation on the matter, let's establish a quorum. So, Mr. Consultant, please call the roll.
Senator Portantino?
Here.
Portantino here. Senator Bates? Here. Bates here. Senator Bradford? Here. Bradford here. Senator Jones? Senator Camlager?
Here.
Camlager here. Senator Laird?
Here.
Laird here. Senator Wachowski?
Here.
Wachowski here. We have six members present.
We have a quorum. All right. Sorry about that. We have a quorum. Mr. Jones Sawyer, would you please come up and tell us about AB 331? As previously stated, this is our only agenda item. It's an urgency bill. So tell us about your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I would like to start by thanking the chair and the committee staff for all their hard work in helping me and my office get AB 331 heard before you today. This bill reenacts the crime of organized retail theft and the operations of the California Highway Patrol Property Crimes Task Force until January 1, 2026. Since we passed the original version of this law back in 2018, the crime of organized retail theft and the California Highway Patrol Task Force have been effective tools in busting retail theft rings throughout the state, even as recently as February of this year. This bill continues to strike a balance between tackling a pervasive problem and, most important, preserving the progress we have made in public safety reforms. On top of the $5.5 million allocated to the Regional Property Task Force in this year's budget, AB 331 maintains a vital tool that has helped us collectively recover millions of dollars and put a stop to these organized retail crime rings. With me today to provide testimony over the phone is Steve McCarthy on behalf of the California Retailers Association. Members, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
All right. I understand we have Steve McCarthy from the California Retailers Association on the co-host line, so please cue him up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm Steve McCarthy of the California Retailers Association. On behalf of CRA and the Coalition of Groups, on our letter, we are pleased to support AB 331. With regard to the fiscal impacts of this bill, we'd like to note that prior to the pandemic, organized retail crime was estimated at $3 to $5 billion annually in California. At that scale, the loss of what would have been legitimate sales to the underground would also mean as much as $40 million in lost sales tax for state and local governments. We are pleased to see the administration and the legislature have appropriated $5.5 million to CHP and another $149,000 to DOJ for support of this program. The past year, the task force has had notable success in shutting down some of these networks in collaboration with local law enforcement and our retailers. We look forward to building on that success. CRA is pleased to support this extension of the task force, as well as the organized retail theft statute, and we ask for your support of AB 331. Thank you.
All right. That is our only primary witness. We'll now go to the phone line. For anyone wishing to testify in support, it's your opportunity for, oh no, we're looking 4203. There's no one else here, right? There's nobody in room 2040. Now we'll go to the phone line. Is there anyone, moderator, wishing to testify in support of AB 331?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And if you wish to speak in support of AB 331, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. And one moment for our first comment. Line 212, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Devin Anderson on behalf of the Home Depot in support. Thank you.
Line 214, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thank you. This is Jason Schmelzer on behalf of the Internet Association in strong support.
And one moment for our last line. Line 210, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Rex W. Heim on behalf of California Business Properties Association in support.
There are no further comments in queue.
All right, we've taken support testimony. We'll move on to opposition. Is there anyone in this room wishing to oppose? Seeing no one come to the microphone. There's nobody in room 2040 wishing to oppose. Moderator, is there anyone on the phone line wishing to oppose AB 331?
And thank you, Mr. Chair. If you wish to speak in opposition of AB 331, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. Once again, if you wish to speak in opposition to AB 331, you may press 1 and then 0 at this time. We have no one in the queue.
All right. We've taken support and opposition opportunities. Finance does not have a file. Mr. Jones, sorry, would you like to close?
I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
All right. Question: do we have any questions from anybody? Seeing no hands
move the
go
bill.
Up. Mr. Wykowski?
Move the bill.
Move the bill. We have a motion on the bill. Do pass to the Senate floor. Mr. Consultant, please call the roll.
Assembly Bill 331, the motion is do pass to the Senate floor. Senator Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Senator Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Senator Bradford?
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Senator Jones? Senator Kamlager?
Aye.
Kamlager, aye. Senator Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Senator Wykowski?
Aye.
Wykowski, aye. Has 6 votes.
Your bill has 6 votes. It's out. We'll give Mr. Jones, he's not here. Just. We will, this bill is out 6-0. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, committee members and chair.